Blog Talk Radio.
There is nothing too hard for God. He can turn your situation around. This Sunday, get ready, be there.
Sunday morning, 11 a.m., meet Bishop Hurricane Johnson in a powerful service that promises to change your life. Bring a friend, share a miracle, be there.
Hello, everyone. My name is Brother Davon. I'm sitting here with Pastor Bishop Hurricane Johnson. Today, we want to talk with Bishop on the series he's been preaching on concerning true worship. Good morning, Bishop. So to start on our conversation today, what is worship?
Thank you, son, and God bless you. You know, worship is simply the confirmation of relationship with Father God. The familiarity of going to church and reading the scriptures.
God bless you, ladies and gentlemen. This is yours truly, Pastor Jay. We're coming to you from the Changing Your Life Ministries, where our bishop and prophet is none other than the Reverend Dr. Hurricane Johnson. We thank God for everything that he's doing in our lives. We give praise and thanks for all that is going on in our ministry. Tonight is Monday night, so we're getting ready for Monday night special, and we thank God for that. Remember, the Monday night special is in location. Our Fort Lauderdale location is in 2440 Cypress Creek Road with Bishop Hurricane Johnson. We thank God, amen, for that. Our service starts at 8 p.m. And then we're going down to the Deerfield Beach area where we will be with Bishop, Pastor Jay. Remember, we are one church in two locations, and at Deerfield Beach area address is 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida.
My God. I wanted to cut in just for a moment because I believe that God has a miracle in store for the people that are listening to this radio broadcast right now, even as I speak. Now, I can testify to this that over the last four decades that I've been broadcasting on the air, I have never seen God, amen, fail his people. I've never seen him fail his people. And he does not have a track record of failing his people, and he won't start now. So let me share this encouraging word with people that are listening to my voice right now by means of this radio broadcast and also Blog Talk. Those that are listening by means of Blog Talk, amen, you can always reach us every day by just simply, amen, tuning in to WHY or calling a very, very important number. Now, that number, amen, to call is area code 347. Is that right? 585-0113. All right, 347-585-0113. We need to be where and how God is different through by Spirit. I believe this with all my heart that it's not a mistake, amen, that you're listening to me by means of this radio broadcast. Not a mistake that you hear me by ways of the internet. It's not a mistake that you hear me through the computer and pull up, amen, Bishop Hurricane Johnson or Bishop Johnson, CYO ministry, and hear me ministry. Not a mistake, amen, that you might want to call the name Hurricane Johnson or preacher. Not a mistake that you may hit me on Ustream or see me on Ustream or Periscope or YouTube, amen, or Twitter or Instagram. Amen. These areas, social medias, bear this ministry. It is not a mistake. I know that this is one of the divine connection. I know this, without a shadow of a doubt. So therefore, I operate in the capacity of a bishop to the body of Christ. Now, one thing about it, the devil knows who I am. He knows, amen, what anointing is bared upon my life. The devil understands that. You know, you're going to always be people to try to disrespect that. And God told me to stop trying to fight my own battles. Amen. Don't fight your own battles. People, amen, want to call you out your name or disrespect you. Don't fight your own battles. And God forbid me, amen, to continue to engage in fighting my battles. Because, number one, the battle don't belong to you. It belongs to God. Let people roam around with their disrespect. Let them say what they may. I mean, they've accused me of being a pimp. They've accused me of being a pimp preacher. They've accused me of being a money man. They've accused me of being this or being that. You know, they've accused me. Anything you can name, they've accused me. Never forget, me and my friend Apostle Bohan was rowdy. I think we was in Fort St. Lucie, and we were sitting down eating chicken. Because, you know, preachers like chicken. And on the way back, phones started going off. And say that, is that you and Eric Kane in New York being arrested by the FBI for robbing a bank? You know, people have accused me of everything under the sun. You name it. I never forget. Amen. I used to preach in Indian, amen, outfits. And I did that for about 3, 4, 5 years. And one person accused me of wearing a dress to see if I was a person that loved men. And then, you know, that went off. Then it was another one that he loved women. Then he drugged. I couldn't tell you what reefer looked like. I couldn't tell you what cocaine looked like. I couldn't be no drug dealer because they'd get over me all the time. I've never been hot a day in my life. I couldn't tell you what a Heineken tastes like or beer tastes like. You know what I'm saying? So I don't mind the accusations. The accusations don't bother me. Amen. So God says, I'll fight your battles. I will fight your battles. I will fight your battles if you leave the battle up to me. If you let everything, amen, be in my hand, God says, I'll fight your battles. Now, one thing you don't have to do is fight your own battles because this battle don't belong to you. It belongs to God. And with that in mind, that gave me a free course to minister. And so, therefore, I come to you today in a free course, in a free spirit, amen, in a humble spirit to let you know that your miracle is at hand. You know that the day is at hand for God to produce a miracle in your life. Oh, yeah, that's what's going to happen. He is going to produce a miracle in your life. That's going to happen. That's without fail, ladies and gentlemen. There's nothing that's going to stop the hand of God from moving. Do you understand? When the hand of God is upon somebody's life, when the hand of God is upon somebody's life, and I'm going to show you how you do it. It doesn't matter what the devil says. It doesn't matter what society says. It doesn't matter what the person says. When the hand of God is upon somebody's life, it cannot be stopped. It will stop. The devil can't stop. You know, prime example is this young man that was born under the judges of Israel. You know, his parents, you know, killed his mother was in the field, and then an angel appears to her and says, listen, you are a son, and he shall be a Nazarite to the Lord. And you should call his name Samson. He's going to be a judge of Israel. And he's going to deliver God's people out of the hands of the Philistines or the Philistines, you know. And she goes back and tells her husband, this man met me and said, I'm going to get pregnant. Well, of course, her husband want to know who is this man that's talking to my wife about being pregnant. You know, I got suspicion to believe that maybe he had a younger wife. I don't know. But I know that they came back, both of them. You know, she had sense enough to go tell her husband, this man is talking to me, you know. And so when he get back, he asked the man straightforward. You don't hear nothing that woman say after that. You know, you have nothing. You know, this is going to be part of the Father's Day message that I want to include. There's nothing she says after that. The conversation then is between the man and the man. He said, are you the man that spoke to the woman and said that she's going to bring forth the son? He said, yes, I am. And then he explains himself. And he says, okay, well, that's fine. So be it unto us, et cetera. And then he entreats the angels to listen, let me make you a cake.
all of that. And he said, listen, I can't eat your bread, but do as you say. And so when they made the cake, amen. I never forget this person. I told you all for almost 20 years, amen, if nothing else in the Bible puzzled me. And I've never gotten the answer to this until this day. Now, maybe some of you all have, but I've never personally gotten the answer. This is one scripture. I'm not talking about, you know, some theology. This is just one scripture I've never gotten the answer to. It says that after Samson's parents had baked the cake and made a kid, the angel already informed them that he could not eat their bread. But after they had made it, the Bible said that the angel worked wondrously and then went up in the smoke into heaven. And my question has always been, wondrously what? What did he do? What did he do? What does the word wondrously mean in that passage? You know, and I know some may say, well, he worshiped or, you know, he gave glory. But the writer said that he worked wondrously. All right, if he worshiped, what did he do then? What did he do? I mean, if you say, well, that's what it meant, what did he do? Amen, in his worship. That's a glory within itself. That is something that we need to investigate because that tells me that there is a greater worship. If you say it didn't he work wondrously, meaning that he worshiped, then that means there's a greater worship. There's a greater praise than what we're offering because the Bible called it wondrously. It means it was a wonder. Have your praise risen up to the level of wonder that it was would make people stand in awe? I mean, wondrously, they say, man, listen, you know, it gets to the point where the angel went up into heaven in the smoke. All right, let me move on. Anyway, the son is born. The Bible said that all spirit of God will come upon him in the camp of Dan. Now, I thought of what that meant. In other words, he didn't realize the strength. So the spirit of God came upon him. That had nothing to do with his strength. It had something to do with his language. See, God changes your language. His language was, we don't have to be subservient. Amen. To be submissive. We don't have to be subservient. We don't have to have them as our judges or our leaders. He would speak that in the ears of the people. So I understood that part because he didn't realize his strength. It is not until later that he realized his strength. Amen. When a lion attacked him and he slayed the lion in his hand, that's when he realized his strength. Glory to God. And then when the lion, amen, was dead and laid dead, he comes back before honey. I'm the carcass of the lion and gave to his parents, and now is the lion suspicious, world because the Bible says he did not give his parents from which the honey came. Because number one, he's a Nazarite. But a Nazarite got no suspicion of dead carcasses and no dead animals. That's the first thing. But the children where it came from would be one problem. But the second problem is anybody going to believe that you actually killed the lion with your hand? Or is this something that you want to keep to yourself? Glory to God. So it goes on. But the Samson at that point starts what I call, for many years, playing the fool. He played games and dealt with riddles and dealt with foreign women. And to the fact that it became his ultimate demise. He was demised by the woman. Amen. Delilah. Y'all remember her name. Name is not mentioned a lot. But Delilah. Amen. When she told him, said, you don't love me because if you love me, tell me what you're sweating about. Glory to God. He played around with it, and he grabbed my hand, and he died with his cause. You understand? He's groping, and all of that. She said, no, you know, you don't love me. The Bible said that, you know, evidently, you know, it got to him because he had a tendency of falling in love with the wrong woman. Well, the Bible said that he rested on her lap as he rested that night. You know, she saw that he had told her of his true heart, even of his heart, the scripture says. She saw that when he finally told her and says, in her hand, you know, my hand's never been cut. When she saw that he had told her, amen, of his heart. First of all, I wouldn't tell her nothing. Because the first couple of times that he told her, and she said, Samson, the Philistines be upon you, you know, he did it. Like, don't say anything like that, you know, and then you do it two or three times. Look like you're on their side because you are of their people. So I was just talking about you know, you don't know where this is. You know, you just don't know. But anyway, when she told him that the Philistines be upon you, this time he didn't play games. I mean, he didn't do riddles. He didn't set boxes on fire. He set the fields. And, you know, he didn't those riddles to them, the healing, and everything else that he can do. They came upon him, and he said, I was good on as I did on the other occasion, and I was sick myself. But when he did it this time, I don't know what he meant by sick himself, because, you know, sick what? But anyway, when he did it this time, he found out that his strength was gone. And they bind him, and they put his body. That same man, Samson, he stood in that large arena, being made sport of. He stood between two pillars. They made mockery of him. It was at that time that he realized what God has for me is for me. Not even I can stop God praying for me, moving forward. He says, Lord, I tell you what, I'm blind now, and I've learned my lesson. But if you just touch me one more time, yes, one more time, yes, touch me one more time, so I can avenge these blisters. Yes, touch me one more time, so I can bring vengeance on them. Glory to God. The Bible said that day when Samson moved those pillars, he destroyed two feeling signs that he had done in his entire life, because the plan of God could not be stopped. Not at himself. Listen, I want to hear concerning the plan of God for your life. It cannot be stopped. You listening to me? The plan of God cannot be stopped. Now, I don't know what you're facing. I don't know what you're going through. I don't know how the devil has fed you. Tell me very carefully. It doesn't matter, because God is up to something. That's what I said. God is up to something. So listen to me carefully. I want you to make it your plan and your must to get to the Courtyard Marriott Hotel on tonight. Whatever you do, this is an urgent announcement for you to get there tonight, because I believe without fail that God has a miracle in store for you. Now, the service will start at 8 p.m. Whatever you do, don't miss this impartation. Now, don't go nowhere, because I got some more to tell you about what's going on in this organization. But do not miss, amen, this opportunity to hear my voice, because I know that God has absolutely spoken to me. I told some people on Thursday, I said in 24 hours, some of you are going to get some strange things that happen in your life. At that point, Sunday was testified of strange checks, unusual checks. I mean, unusual things happening. I mean, this, you have to hear for yourself the kind of unusual check this person got. I mean, I can't even tell it, but I tell you what, hey, amen, it happened. I feel such a thing as in the night service. And this is what I want you to do. In my remaining 8 minutes, I want to give you directions to the Monday night special. Monday night special for Lauderdale. This coming Monday night, which is the night, in just a few hours, we're about maybe 6 hours away. Monday night special for Lauderdale. But guess what? There's a Monday night special Deerfield that I want you to be a part of. Now, I have seen the results of this Monday night service for the last 20 years, and God has never, ever failed me. Monday night special Deerfield. Monday night special for Lauderdale. If you ask me what's going on, can you, in just a few words, God is up to something. That's what's going on. God is up to something. And you know what? The enemy can't stop it. So Deerfield is right off of Hillsboro, amen, in 1995. That's at the Doubletree Hotel, right there at 100 Fairway Drive in Deerfield Beach, Florida. And that service will start at 8 p.m. But these services only last for maybe an hour, hour and a half the most. So it is very important. This is the time slot that God has given me of these Monday night special services. You must get there. I don't want you to take it for granted to say, well, I get there at 9:30, or I push it to 10. No, there's a time limit in which we're working in, not because of the hotel, but because of divine instruction. People that are willing to get there, people that are willing. You know, there's some people that are just willing to be there, amen, at that time because they need what God has. Now, there's some of you that get off of work at 8 o'clock. Make it your plan. You know, it's a 30-minute drive, 45-minute drive from Miami to here, an hour drive. So you still got time to make it. But if you are in the vicinity, I know you got time to make it. It's just a matter of coming with your work clothes on, et cetera. But it's a matter of just getting there. So that's Monday night special Fort Lauderdale. Monday night special, Deerfield. Whatever you do, don't miss either of the services because I know that God has a breakthrough in store for you. Now, listen to me. I want you to mark this date down, June 12th. I want you to mark this date down, June 12th. Mark it down. That's this Sunday coming. Mark this date down, June 12th at 11 a.m. I am pulling both churches together, both locations, for one big service. We're having it in Deerfield. I know, without a shadow of a doubt, that this is going to be one of the greatest opportunities, amen, of June this week. I know it's going to be one of the greatest opportunities that we can present to the public of the month of June this week. Oh, we got other things coming up in the subsequent weeks, but this week right here, this is going to be a powerful service coming Sunday. They call families abroad, friends abroad, relatives abroad, people that stand in need of a spirit that's near and abroad, amen, will be gathering at the Doubletree by Hilton Sunday morning. Amen. We will be there starting from 10 a.m., and we're going to go forth in a powerful, powerful dynamic service that you cannot afford to miss. Now, ladies and gentlemen, with these announcements coming up, with these particular things happening, the Monday night special Fort Lauderdale, the Monday night special Deerfield, my Thursday night service, I'll tell you about that during the week. But then this powerful family and friend celebration on Sunday at the Deerfield Beach Hotel, they're at the Doubletree. Both churches are joining together. I have one word that I'm going to preach to you, and that word is breakthrough. Don't miss this. You cannot afford to miss this. No, don't let the enemy put in your mind not to miss this service. Not this one, Deerfield. Not this, amen, coming Sunday, June 12th, because there is a miracle set aside for every person that will attend. Heal. Miracles starting tonight. I told you there's a special impartation that I want to share with you in this service tonight. Amen. Well, how many Monday night specials do you have? Right now, there are two going on. I told you God has shown me multiples. God has shown me such an expansion of this service. Amen. You just don't understand what God is getting ready to do. This is our year of declared greater. This is the year of greater. From the Changing Your Life organization. Amen. This is the year of greater. And I will not be stopped by the enemy, nor his accusations, nor his pursuit to stop the agenda that God has given us. God is our protector. He's on our side. And I can tell y'all right now, the Lord is with Hurricane Johnson. The Lord is with Hurricane Johnson. You listen to me carefully. When I tell you that the Lord is with me, the Lord is with me. And every person that stands before me is going to be blessed. Now, I see that without a shadow of a doubt. The Lord is with me. And every person that stands before me is absolutely going to be blessed. Listen, our time is about gone. I appreciate you all for joining us on the day, on the broadcast. Remember, Monday night special Fort Lauderdale, Monday night special Deerfield. Amen. Join us in this powerful service because this is a service that you cannot afford to miss. All right, it's our service tonight. This is Bishop Hurricane Johnson. I'm signing off. I leave you with these words. Hope need not die. because help is on the way.